Right, we're under time pressure this morning. great to be together. So glad you've come this morning. This is our Christmas jam. Big thanks to the choir elves who have been in and made the church just look so Christmassy. I still wonder at how Christmassy it is in here. I come from a church before where they just about put a tree up, but here it's like Narnia, but it's so lovely. It really puts us in the mood for Christmas, and we're glad to be together. I'm going to wave to the Facebook crowd as well. Really good if you're watching live or maybe a bit later on. Especially going to mention our friend Mary Kearney. Mary's currently in South Africa, and the Vanderbilts just got homesick, maybe not York. But she's well. We've been in touch with her. All's well there. All's good. And she's tuning in from South Africa. So an international audience at Ballygilbert. Especially welcome this morning is Aisling Pitt. This is Aisling. Aisling works for SU, and you guys actually help contribute to that work. If you put money in a mission envelope any time of the year, that goes to help pay for you. So Aisling's very grateful for that, and it's good to meet her and to take part in the service a little bit later on. Tree is up. I have been told already this tree's not big enough. But the Clark and I disagree entirely. It's looking really well, and you've already put a lot of presents under the tree. We're doing that this morning. Thank you if you've done that already. Also, next week as well, you can bring a present from under the tree. Please don't wrap that, because those will go to the women's shelter up in Bangor. We drop those off. And they're always gratefully received. So thanks already for your generosity. We really, really do appreciate that. We're back next week, Sunday at 11 o'clock, and the junior choir are taking part in our service. So big thanks to Anne for organizing that. We're looking forward to that. The 19th is the Sunday after that. We'll have our carol services, praise band in the morning, I think, and then 9 lessons and carols with the choir in the evening. After that, Saturday following is Christmas Day. That's the 25th of December. And we'll meet for a few minutes, half an hour or so, on Christmas Day morning. That's a nice tradition. You must wear a Christmas jumper, and there'll be a prize. We'll get you one, Rodney. And that's just the time for the church family to come together on Christmas Day and celebrate. The following day, as you might have picked up by now, is Boxing Day, but also a Sunday. And we will be here. We're open. And we'll meet again for a little bit of a shorter service on Boxing Day. So it'd be good to have you for that too. Right, I'm going to stop waffling. I wonder, Aisling, if you would light our second candle this morning. Do you fancy doing that? No pressure?
No.
There should be matches here.
This was not scripted.
So do your best to get in there and light anyone you want. So we were reminded this year that the Advent calendar candles come out. The wooden ring reminds us of God's eternality, his foreverness. And the green wreath is about life and hope. Aisling, you okay there? And then our candles stand for Christmassy things, words we know, peace, hope, love, and joy. And then on Christmas Day, we light the white candle, which reminds us of Jesus, who brings all these qualities together. Aisling, you've done a great job there. Fantastic. Give her a hand. I'll take those. And as the weeks go on, the lights get brighter, and that's a lovely reminder of Christmas as well. Okay, this morning, as we light our candles, as we think about light and how Jesus says he is the light of the world, I want to take us back to the very beginning of the Bible, where God says this. God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. From the very beginning, there was light. We're going to pray, and then we're going to sing about that. So let's pray before we start. Dear God, we are happy to be together, and we're happy that you talk to us about light as the days get darker, as we light our lamps and our Christmas trees. We are glad of the light that makes us feel safe and warm. This morning, help us listen to your Son, the light of the world, and to be happy that we can belong to Jesus, for we pray in his name. Amen. Now, boys and girls, you should have a little finger torch. You got one of those? Let me see them. It's like a Coldplay concert in here. Yeah. I want you to wave your torch around this morning. We're going to sing together "This Little Light of Mine." I want to see your torches. We'll stand up, we'll put our masks on, and we'll sing. Great singing. Thanks to the praise band for all their hard work too. Have you ever woken up in the middle of the night and it's been really, really dark, a bit like this? Ever done that? Yes? Scary? Is the dark scary? Is anyone scared of the dark? No, they're not. Okay. It can be scary at first, even for grown-ups. And then we do what the picture does. We put on a little light, and everything's okay. We can see where we're going. We can see what we're doing. And those strange shadows in the corner turn out to be your clothes from the night before or something like that. So a lamp is our friend in the dark. I want you to think about that for a second. Or maybe you go walking at night. During the first lockdown, we went for a few night walks along the beach. And the lights were always welcome, but it gets very dark on the towpath. We would sometimes wear head torches. You got a head torch at home? And be the head torch family, 4 head torches in our house. And various levels of blinding each other as we walk along. But again, the light helps us feel safe. If that path was completely black, it might be a little bit scary. I'm sure you have your Christmas tree up. Anyone not got their Christmas tree up yet? Natalie Alcorn. You're too busy. Right, we'll have to go around to Natalie's house and put her tree up later on. If your tree's up, though, one of the best things, the best moments, is when you turn the lights on, isn't it? And you spot all the gaps in your tree. But the lights on a Christmas tree, they cost us a fortune in electricity, but they make us feel warm and safe and Christmassy. We love them. We've also got lots of lighthouses this part of the world, don't we? Fires, lamps, we've got candles, all kinds of light. We like light. And in the dark, light is good news. When we talk about good news in the church, we're talking about Jesus. He is the good news. And he says this, he speaks again to the people, and he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So do you see how he says, "I am the light, I am the good news of the world. I am the safe place in the world. And with him, there's no more darkness, but real life full of light and happiness and safety." Doesn't that sound good? So I'm going to let you keep your torches today. You can keep those and annoy your parents. But let those remind you that Jesus is the light, and light is good news. We're going to sing about that. We're going to sing about Jesus coming to the world, light of the world, you stepped into darkness. We'll stand up, we'll put our masks on, and we'll sing this one. Seat, folks. I'm going to bring Aisling up for a bit of a chat. She's going to turn her mic on.
I think it's on. Yes,
that's
it is.
Perfect, Aisling. Good. We can hear you. And it's 2021. I was able to find your picture online.
Oh, my goodness.
There you
sure
are.
Did.
Staring down at us. Good to have you with us. You work with SU. We're going to hear about that in a little minute or two. But give us your full name to begin with.
Yeah, so my name is Aisling Pitt. It's only recently, actually, my surname is Pitt. I got married in the summer. So I'm still, like, really new at saying Aisling Pitt.
What was your maiden name?
It was McMullen.
Oh, that's okay.
I know, so now I'm like, so I'm
no,
now...
No middle name?
No, I'm no middle name. But I joke, I'm like, I'm now a Pitt. Right? Right.
Okay. We're going to move on from that question. You're an SU E3 worker.
Yep.
What is that?
Yeah, so E3, I'm a schools worker, so that means that I go into the schools in North Down and Newton Arts. I think it's the best area. And so my role is to engage, equip and empower. So I engage children and young people. So I go into schools and do assemblies, SU groups and RE lessons. I equip Christian teachers and young people to be salt and light in their schools. And then I empower the local church to pray and partner with the local schools.
Give them that again.
Equip.
Equip.
Engage and empower.
And empower. That yeah. Sounds great. Yeah. Good. Okay. So a typical week for you. Does that exist?
No.
Or what's that like?
No.
Tell us about last week.
So last week, oh my goodness, like every week has just been crazy. But I've been able to go in to do assemblies in schools, which has been amazing. We have assemblies online, national assemblies. Am I causing problems?
Just that microphone.
Okay.
We'll put you on this one. Perfect. I'll take that off. I'll take it off you.
Okay. So we're having some technical difficulties. I'm so sorry.
This is live TV, so...
I mean, I'm all over the world right now. Stuck. Chat amongst yourselves.
Anybody know a joke? So I have daughters with hair. This is normal.
So sorry. My husband was meant to be here this morning.
Yeah, Tim, where are you?
I'm so sorry.
You are well stuck here, darling. Yeah. Oh,
there
we go.
It's all right. It's only hair. I'll grow back. I don't even know what the question was.
Typical week, last week.
Typical week, yes. So I've been in doing RE lessons. We have lessons called Amazing Jesus. So I go into P5s and P6s, and I do these lessons. It's three lessons, all about the miracles of Jesus. P7s, are those going into P7? I will be in to do It's Your Move lessons with you. So thinking about your big move from P7 to first year. And also recently we have new lessons called The Amazing Journey to Bethlehem. So I'm piloting that in some schools as well.
For Christmas. Busy.
Yeah, it's very busy.
Good. We have a few P7s here today that just finished their AQE yesterday. So they're obviously thinking about the next step.
Yeah.
So it's good to ask you, people like you, they're in helpless thing about that. And
Great.
Give us a highlight of your work. What's the best thing you do?
I just love going into schools and being able to meet children face-to-face and staff as well. Being able to have a chat with the staff, they tell you how they are, what is going on, and how we can help them. But also, SU, we support and train young people, so that would be the highlight, I think, for this term. It's called Making Your Mark. It used to be a big weekend, but obviously COVID has changed things. So we gather together different E3 hubs, so North Belfast and Newton Abbey, East Belfast, and then myself gathered together with SU committees, and we were able to train them and just get to know young people, and it was amazing to do that.
Okay, great. How do we pray for you and for SU?
So monthly, there's a prayer news that is released. If you want to be part of that, just let me know. It comes out as an email. And also, like, really practically to pray for us right now is for us to be able to have more opportunities to go into schools to meet children and young people, and also just giving thanks for all that God has done so far in North Down Newton Arts, but also all across Northern Ireland as well.
Okay, great. Well, like I say, we pay in a little bit of money, our mission fund, and that goes to you guys, which we thought, well, look, let's meet you and hear about it. And we're just so glad you came this morning. Obviously, you weren't well last time, but feeling better?
Yes. Good. It wasn't COVID, thankfully. Got a test.
It's like the new leprosy, isn't it? Oh, you can't honestly tell anybody. Yeah, okay. Well, look, we're going to pray for you and a few other things, and then you're going to talk to the children a bit later on. So let's do that then. Like I say, we did have a couple of P7s finishing their test this weekend. Lily and our Phoebe and Abby. You're relieved, girls? Yeah, hallelujah. It's all good. We want to pray for you guys and for mums and dads as well as Aisling and the world. So let's do that now. Let's pray. Father God, we pray for the world. The world's worried about COVID at the moment, and our worry can make us angry or cause us to argue and fight. So we pray that people would not be worried, that we would trust you with all of our lives because you are light in a dark world. We pray for our schools. We think of our P7s who have just finished their AQE. Father, they have a long wait for results. Help them stay calm. Help them enjoy the rest of their year before they make the big move and pick their next schools. And we pray for SU and for people like Aisling. Keep her safe as she travels and goes into schools. We pray that the work of SU would not just help boys and girls and teachers, but that people would hear about Jesus and his good news. We pray for ourselves too, Father. This Christmas, help us remember Jesus, your great gift to us, and to share his love with others. Make the lights of Christmas our everyday reminder of him. Make his light, his good news, our good news. so that we can share it with words and actions with all the people around us. And help us, God, because we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Right, Aisling, over to you.
Hopefully this time will be a lot more smooth. So if you have a Bible with you, could you turn to Exodus? We are in chapter 13, and it's verses 21 and 22, if you're able to turn. It'll be on the screen, and it says, "By day the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel by day or night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people." And so this passage is about the Israelites, who are God's people, and they were being led out of Egypt through the desert to the promised land. And this was a really, really exciting time for the Israelites because they were in Egypt and it wasn't very good because they were in slavery. But God, he was there leading them with a pillar of fire at night and a pillar of cloud by day. But I wonder why God used a pillar of cloud during the day and not at night. Can anybody tell me why? Why do you think he used it at night? Anyone? Yes. Right, you wouldn't be able to see it. So God, he was able to use the fire at night and the cloud during the day. And he was leading the Israelites, and all they had to do was follow him. There was no fancy Google Maps or anything like that. Or for those of you who prefer a physical map, there was no annoying parent or sibling saying that they definitely knew the way that they should go and take the next route. But they had to completely trust God and his leading. I want you in your pews with people beside you to think about people who you trust. I'm giving you 20 seconds. Go. So there are lots of people that we can trust. There's loads of people that we can think of. There are our teachers, the NHS, our mums, dads, grannies, grandads. There's loads of people. And also, as Christians, we trust in God. But I wonder this morning, do you trust me? Yes? Oh, that is so kind. And very trusting. You don't even know me, but you trust me? That's amazing. But I wonder, Abby, do you trust me? You think so? That's a great answer. Well, who likes science experiments in here? Okay, so Abby, come on up. You don't know what's happening right now, but that's okay. Has anybody ever had a sandwich in one of these bags before? Oh, currently I have this bag filled with water. And I am going to pierce this bag with two pencils. And I'm hoping that it will go straight through the bag and not on top of Abby's head. Did you know this was happening? Not really? No. Okay. Surprise. So, Abby, it's filled with water. People think it's jelly. I promise it is water. Abby, you can touch it. Isn't it water? It's water. It's water. So, Abby, would you be able to go down on this step? Because we're about the same height. Okay. I'm just going to talk really loudly. I was able to do it. There you are. Give Abby.
you a round of applause. Thank you.
So there, Abby had to completely trust me that I wasn't going to soak her and also all the electrical equipment around here. But it did work, and this does work as well. If you want to do this at home, you just need two sharp pencils, and that is it. But we're thinking about trust. And the Israelites, they had to trust in God. Some of you trusted me, some of you didn't. But it's not very often that today we see a pillar of fire or a pillar of cloud from God as he guides us. But we believe that God still speaks to us today through the Holy Spirit. And God, he also uses his word, the Bible, to guide us every day. In Psalm 119:105, it says this, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And this means that the Bible can help us to take the right path, which is following Jesus. It teaches us how to do this and so much more. And God's word is good news. We want to hear more and more about it and also tell other people, just like we were singing in our song earlier. But if we look back in the passage, it says that the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud never left the people. It was always in front of them, guiding them. And we believe that God is always with us today and protects us. Each step that the Israelites took was a step in trusting God. I wonder if anyone feels like that this morning, that each step you take is a step of trusting in God and in his plans. Maybe P7s, you just did your AQE and you're waiting on your next school. Or maybe we are waiting on our medical test results, or maybe where our next job will be. But we know that God has already got it sorted. He has a plan for each of us, but we just have to be faithful and trust him in every step of the way. And so I have a challenge for each one of you this week. I want you to read Exodus chapter 14. So that is the next chapter in what we were looking at. Because I want you to have a think about the Israelites as they cross into the Red Sea. Spoiler alert. But having a think about how they trusted in him and continued to follow, even though it seemed really crazy. I'm going to pray for us this morning, so let me pray. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you speak to us today through your word. And we thank you that we can trust in you. And so this week, God, I pray that we would see more of you, that we would put our trust in you. And at this season of Christmas, that we would see how amazing Jesus is and we celebrate him and for all that you have done through him. In your name we pray. Amen.
Ashleen, thank you very much for coming today. Really helpful thoughts from Ashleen there. We do really appreciate you being here and for not soaking my daughter in her new dress. We're going to stand, we're going to sing our last song today, The Splendor of the King. It's all about being clothed in majesty and God's light. Love this one. We'll stand up and we'll sing Splendor of the King.
Splendor of the King, God in majesty, let all the earth rejoice.
May your light shine in the darkness and your night become like noon. The Lord will guide you always. Amen.